Okay, so my name is Tim Jones. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 29th of September, 2009, and the time is 10 past 10 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, age, and where you come from?
I can. I'm Tina Gale. I'm 34, and I've come from Scarborough up in North Yorkshire.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
It was actually while I was at work doing my night shifts, which I'll probably get in trouble for saying, while I was on the internet. And I just came across it on a web page, and then I started to look into it a bit more and saw it on Sky Arts and started watching a couple of the programmes about it. I thought, that looks fun. So yeah, just applied online and just thought I'll give it a go. I'll never get chosen, or I'll get, 3 o'clock on a Wednesday morning or something. But no. Here I am with a very good time.
So how did you feel when you received the email?
Well, again, I was on night, really excited. Rang my sister in Australia from my phone, my mobile, not the work phone. was just really, really excited for like the first few minutes. And then I kind of thought, what am I going to do? That kind of sunk in afterwards because I never thought I'd get picked. So, yeah, really excited.
And what have you decided to do for the duration of your hour?
Well, I'm a staff nurse at St Catherine's Hospice up in Scarborough, so I want to raise awareness for them. I've got sponsorship, so I've raised quite a bit of money, and just really to highlight the hospices as a general, that we just, we're all charity, and that's what we need money for.
And how did you get into that line of work?
Well, I used to work in theatre at the local hospital, and I just thought, I just want to have more contact with patients, more dealing with families, and just to do a bit more than rather than just be a patient having an operation. And I just love the care that we give. It's just the whole family, it's just everything, it's not just that patient, and it's so rewarding.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you get up to at work and how that makes you feel?
Well, just day to day, really, we just care about the patient as the symptoms arise. A lot of our patients go home. They don't come in to die like everybody presumes with a hospice. That's it, I'll never get home. Varying age ranges. You get involved with the family. You have the nice bits of it. Yes, there are tough times, and you get very sad. We all get sad because there's obviously patients that you get more attached to. But it's just, you just enjoy my job. I don't ever think, oh, I've got to go to work this morning. You love it. Yeah, there's bad things, but the rewards are so much more than the bad things.
And what else do you get up to with your time?
Kind of doing day-to-day things, really. I've just got into photography, so I'm really excited about that, although my husband's got the camera today and he'll be doing all the photographs because I thought it's pretty boring me taking pictures up there. My husband's hobby is off-roading, so I kind of get roped along to do that quite a bit. Just spending time with my family, spending time with my stepdaughter, just day-to-day things, enjoying every day, because you never know what's around the corner.
And how did you meet your husband? Tell us a story about you and your husband.
I met my husband, well, I was on I was on internet dating sites, and I was actually going out with a gentleman who lived away, and I met my husband in a local nightclub when I was very drunk one night and I fell down the stairs, and he picked me up, and it was kind of very ironic, he picked me up at the bottom of the stairs, and that was it. I just dumped the other guy, and the rest is history. I just thought, all that time I spent looking, and he was around the corner all the time. So yeah, we've been married 4 years now, so yeah, exciting.
What would you say then is kind of what are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
My family at the moment, definitely. My family's quite scattered. My oldest sister lives in Australia with her family, so, and then my other sister's just moved back from Turkey, and then my mum's local, and it's just my family, really. Just being happy, just enjoying what I've got, not wanting more all the time. Making the best of what you've got. Yeah. And my friends, definitely my friends, both at work and out of work. Just yeah.
And how about then, Scarborough? What's life like up in Scarborough?
Scarborough, well, the typical seaside town, really. Busy in summer, full of tourists. Heavenly in winter when they've all gone home. It's lovely. I love living by the sea. I lived in London 14 years ago. I was a nanny and I lived in Kensington, but always somehow managed to go home, get drawn back there, lived there all my life. Even when I've been at university, I've ended up going back there. And now, like I say, we live there. My husband has a daughter, so she's local, so we can't go too far away. But it's lovely, you know, 10 minutes you're by the sea, 10 minutes you're in the countryside, an hour you can be in a city. It's great, although sometimes you get fed up with it. It's anywhere you live, really. Lived in London, got fed up with living in London, because it's just... But it's lovely. It's one of the best places to live, I think. Yeah, definitely.
And was it like being down in London? Tell us about your nannying experiences.
Oh, I loved it. I was... I'd just come back from Australia. I'd lived with my sister for a year, came back, went back to Scarborough, and just thought, it's too small, I don't like it. Applied for lots of nannying jobs, came down, spent a day on and off the tube, jumping around, interviews, got the interview with the family who I ended up working for in Kensington, and just loved it. Loved every minute of it. And it was great. I was 21, I had no ties, I'd you know, a living nanny, had a lovely house, great, and just spent and made one of my best friends was down in London. She was from Scotland, and we kind of clung to each other because we were fish out of water. And just we said last night, actually, because I met up with her, what did we do for those 2 years? Because we cannot remember what we did. We just kind of wasted our time away, really. But yeah, I like it. My husband's not that keen on it. You feel dirty all the time, which sounds really horrible. You just feel yuck. Like, we got off the tube last night, and you just feel muggy and ugh, all the time. But it's nice. I wouldn't want to live back down here. But it's nice to come for a visit. So, yeah.
And what are you going to get up to kind of a bit after the plinth? What have you got planned for your time down here?
We're going back up to Scarborough tonight because I'm at work tomorrow. But if I can try and get him to do a bit more shopping, it'll be worth a try. But if not, I think we're going to go to Kensington Gardens and Hyde Park and just get a little bit of greenery in London and just chill out before we have to drive home.
So going back to the project, who would you say you're doing the project for?
Ultimately me, because it's something that I would never have done, because I'm quite loud and outgoing with people I know, but quite quiet. If Anna, it's totally out of my comfort zone to do something like this. So I'd say 60% doing it for me and 40% doing it for the hospice, just because it's very different and it's not your usual sponsored walks, it's not your usual kind of sponsorship. And it's, I've been on the radio at home, I've done lots of publicising it, and just, yeah, it's just very exciting.
And how does it feel to be one of 2,400 people that get to take part in the One Another piece?
Unbelievable. Totally. Cannot believe that I was chosen. I had no idea. Out of the amount of people who've applied, I mean, one of my friends applied, and she was like something the 78th person to apply, and she's not got on, and she's very disgruntled, because I just thought, oh yeah, I'll apply for that, and I got on, and she didn't. So, yeah. Very... honoured in a way to take part in something, and something that you can tell, you know, your family, your kids, your grandkids, oh, I did that, and look, this is me doing it, and what did you do that for? But yeah, very lucky.
What are your thoughts on the artistic concept of the piece?
I think it's good to see what different people are doing and what they interpret important as doing, whether it's standing there, whether it's talking about stuff, and you get a whole range of stuff from people talking, you know, political wise and things, and, you know, real causes, to people just going up there and having fun and doing the time warp, and, you know, just what they think is important. I think that's really interesting, what's important to everybody just really comes across. Yeah.
In the space Trafalgar Square in central London, what does that mean to you?
Loads of people, lots of people looking and watching, and even the traffic, you know, because I haven't been here for ages, I didn't realise, you know, that the traffic goes by and everything, and just how close it is, you know, and just, yeah, great, fantastic to say that I've been part of something in the middle of London. that hopefully will go down in history.
So how are you feeling then? What's the emotional run-up been from applying in the first place, being allocated the slot, to being here now half an hour before?
Very excited initially, then a bit nervous, then, without sounding ungrateful, probably a bit resentful because of all the like the time and the effort and, you know, just having to work and also try and do this and publicise and get sponsors and everything. I thought, well, yeah, is it worth it? I wish I wasn't doing it now. Excited yesterday. Very, very nervous last night, nervous this morning, and that's just totally gone out the window as I came. I just feel totally chilled out now. Think I'll be nervous the first few minutes up there. You know, is it going to be boring for people? Are they going to want to look at what I'm doing? You know, I'm not really singing and dancing. I'm just kind of there to emphasise a point. But no, just chilled out and want to go now. Just want the next half hour to whiz by so I can get up there and do my thing.
Great. Anything else you'd like to say about being in the project or being about hospice?
Just that there's lots of local hospices. Oh, this is my soapbox, you see. There's lots of local hospices. You know, the funding we get from the trust, from the government, from your local PCT is just, it's appalling. It's less than 15% for us. It might vary individually wise with each different PCT, but, you know, we rely on charity so much, and what we do is vital. You know, you get, it's just, it's that much different from hospitals, and we just need support. And, you know, every charity needs support, but, you know, the statistics show that cancer affects so many people. You know, just, you know, the care we give, second to none. Just needs your support.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.